Yeah. Shall we say Vive la France?
We should say Vive la France, because I'm here today in my capacity as the cultural envoy, really, for the Centre Cultural Irlandaise in Paris, which I'm very, honoured to be part of. Mm-hmm.
And what is it? It's the old Irish College, is it? What does that mean as an institution? What is it?
Yes, it's a presence on the site from 1593, but it's 250 years old, the Irish College there, and the Irish government lovingly restored it in the 1980s, and that's now the Centre Cultural Irlandaise. And it's Ireland's cultural flagship in Europe, and after Brexit we have to, I think, start focusing a bit more on Europe.
Yes.
And so therefore this the Centre Cultural Irlandaise will become more and more important, I think, in the coming years for Irish artists. And as part of their new 5-year strategic plan, they have commissioned 40 artists to do a piece called Addressing the Nations, which is a 3-minute online address. And that they're launching tonight, Wednesday the 20th, 7 p.m. Irish time. You can go to the Centre Cultural Irlandaise site. There's one tonight, the 20th, the 21st, the 27th, and the 28th. So the artists are just having these 3-minute addresses where they're kind of saying how they feel about what's happening at the moment and feel what's happening artistically with them. It's a fabulous place, the Centre Cultural Irlandaise. I'd ask any Irish person in Paris, find themselves in Paris, and hopefully we will find ourselves in places like Paris soon, to go and visit it. It's just up behind the Pantheon on Rue des Irlandais. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. You can check it out online. It's a stunning, and it's the jewel in the cultural crown for Ireland, and the Irish government supports it, and the Irish Embassy in Paris supports it.
Yeah, I was over at an event for Goal at one point a few years ago, and I stayed at the embassy with Geraldine in Nissen, who's now with the UN in New York. The relationship between our country and France is probably more profound than we ever give it credit for. Does that make sense? I mean, the ties are strong.
Yes, the ties are strong, and they go back many hundreds of years. Especially the ties, the cultural and intellectual ties in places like the Sorbonne, and of course it was a place where Irish priests had to, the seminaries were set up there during the Elizabethan period, of course, when Catholicism was ostracized and persecuted, and it still has, the seminary still has the all the Irish dioceses are in plaques around the kind of the courtyard there. But it's a very beautiful space. And the French people who come there, the Parisians who come there, are always astounded that they walk through this door and inside is this beautiful acre of space in the middle of Paris. And it's our space. And, I think all Irish people should be really proud of the space. And as I say, if they get to Paris, definitely go and have a look.